Welcome to Effortless Manifesting with Candace Cherie. Here you will learn to transform your life, heal your past, and become the person who has it all. Effortless Manifesting is your one-stop shop for all things manifesting. Stick around and join us for laughs, love, and new beginnings.
Is this thing on?
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode. We are back in the studio. Our brand new studio set. It looks so fun and cute. And George is...
I'm loving it.
Whatever he's doing over there.
I don't even like pink, but this is cool.
This is very cool.
Very cool.
I feel so just like...
pink.
Hollywood.
Like a lemonade.
Like a lemonade. Like a pink lemonade. Oh, so delicious.
You are Hollywood. Look at you.
Thanks.
Just pure, beautiful Hollywood.
And I'm wearing the same thing in this episode because I don't care.
I'm not.
I used to change clothes, guys, and I don't anymore. This is what you're going to get for a couple of episodes.
Oh, so it's been several months now. She's in the same. I really recommend some cleansing.
This is the only shirt I ever wear for the rest of my life. And get over it. No.
Get over it.
But we're so excited to be back and talking to you about another wonderful episode about manifesting love with radical accountability.
I like this table.
Right, babe?
Yes, accountability.
I like this table.
Okay. He likes the radical accountability. That sounds extreme and intense, but what do you mean?
So radical accountability is going to be complete ownership of self. When we're able to adopt complete ownership of who we are, like we've been able to do this in our relationship, and it has made a radical transformation for us, honestly. Yeah, like that word. And it's
so 80s. Radical, dude. It's some radical accountability.
It's made such a difference for us, though. Uh-huh. Being able to say, okay, I'm not going to tell you what you're doing wrong anymore. I'm not going to be mad at you and be like, stop doing this.
Guys, for the record, I really love that part. Just kidding.
Yes, he does love that part.
I love it when she does it.
He loves that. Just kidding. He loves when I just like, it's all my fault all the time.
No, because I do that too. Now I blame myself for everything too. Sorry, this guy's blue, babe. That was me. I should have talked to God differently. Like, I'll see what we could do about greenerizing it.
Yeah. You know? No, it's true though. Like being able to, it takes a lot of work. It really, for me, it takes a lot of work to, at first, now it feels natural. Mm-hmm. But at first to say, wow, I really want to tell him what he did is really hurtful. Instead, I have to say, what do I need? What am I doing to manifest this behavior? And what can I do to change it? And since doing that, it has taken years off our relationship. I feel like the weight, like the heaviness on a relationship, every relationship goes through highs and lows, right? But for us, doing this has been remarkable.
Yeah, I agree, babe. Like this, it actually put me in a weird position kind of about it, because before, when we would kind of have some arguments, a lot of things kind of came from ego with me. It was like, I have to show and point out Candace clearly that she did something wrong because she's not seeing it. Because if she saw it, she wouldn't do the thing that triggered the thing. Nah, stop it.
Yep.
So as soon as I did that, I started feeling just little bouts, actually, of this ego thing. Or like, no, it can't be. I didn't do this. It's not me. It was. But you know what happened? As soon as I started being accountable for something and said, hey, I don't have to use my own tools of measurement to find out what my fault is, because my fault is basically either the thing I did or didn't do. Yeah. Like, it can't be one of two any other ways than that. And when I started seeing how you responded and how you reacted with me about that, my priorities shifted on a dime instantly. It became, I don't care what you're wrong or right about or this or that about. I really love having a loving, peaceful relationship, and I'll do anything it takes to get there.
Yeah, and what I was able to see so fast from you was like an immediate shift in your attraction for me. An immediate, consistent attraction for me.
Oh, mama.
Because
good.
I was able to just say, what do I need to change? I'm not going to take on anything he's doing or feeling. It's my responsibility Now, it doesn't mean it's always my fault, but it's my responsibility. And that doesn't mean your partner can just treat you like crap and exactly. they don't have any accountability. What it means is if they're continually treating you like crap, why? Why is that happening for you? Why are your boundaries so low internally that this behavior is even in your reality? And when your reality is that of such that your internal reality is, I am fully always loved and accepted, my trauma is healed, I feel like a freaking queen every day or whatever, you're not going to see that kind of behavior. You're not going to see your partner treating you like crap. You won't. You won't see them taking out their triggers on you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I shifted into that, it's my responsibility to make sure that I'm happy first and not what is he doing? Why is he doing this? Why isn't he doing this or this or this? It was a 180 in our relationship.
Yes. And just like a quick side note on that, I very quickly also discovered the difference between, okay, let's say, for example, you know, I wake up in whatever, hypothetical, this hasn't happened yet, but you're in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean necessarily that I have to go in right away and be like, what is it that I did to cause this? Like, it's automatically my fault. It's not necessarily blaming yourself for the reason why she's having, you know, a bad day or something. To me, it kind of feels like, kind of going back to you on this, it's like, it feels more like, what are the things that I can do internally within myself to create the changes that I need to sort of outside of my world? Not, oh, she's in a bad mood, that must have mean I did this thing and now I'm responsible. It means, what can I do to shift my energy in my 3D?
So you're saying, like, what can you do to not be affected by it?
Right, exactly. So it's a method of me kind of putting on a protection to say, I'm not a sponge. I don't need to absorb mm-hmm. what you're going through. I don't need to take charge of that and take ownership of it as well.
Yeah.
And then also feel those feelings. And also now both of us have those feelings. And now neither of us are in a divine state where we can help or benefit one another. That's what I'm referring yeah. to. All I'm saying is like, when I can do something different to help influence a healthier environment, especially when you're coming from a place where the reason you're upset has nothing to do with me anyways, mm-hmm. it makes it that much easier for me to be creative about what I can do to change what's happening for the day mm-hmm. to change your energy and help you feel better.
Yeah.
You know, do a nice gesture. Think of it as an energetic, nice gift or a gesture or a love language that you could provide, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, and I noticed for me, like, I kind of actually do the opposite of what you're saying. Like, when you're in a bad mood, I will say, okay, what assumptions have I created or have I not released to see this show up in my reality? Because I have a hard and fast rule, not rule, but a hard and fast
desire. You
don't like rules?
What are you talking about?
Desire? I know, I hate rules.
I'm just kidding.
But I have a very specific desire to always have peace in our home.
Mm-hmm.
100% of the time. Like, when there's no peace, when there's a disrupt in that piece, it makes me go, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I take it very seriously. When you're not feeling good, it's like, okay, what can I do to A, make sure that I stay in alignment and not be affected by your mood? And B, what can I do to help animate within my imagination love and healing for you?
Yes.
So that you do find healing faster than later, because I love you so much and I want you to have peace. I want you to have happiness, and I want there to always be this cohesion of our love. And when one of us is not feeling well, it does create a separation,
mm-hmm.
whether we like it or not. It does create a separation, because you have to separate to try to go and figure out, what am I feeling? What am I going through? What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do about it? Right? So I kind of do both. I kind of step back. I'm going to give him his space, right? I'm going to give him his time. And also, what can I do to facilitate and imagine and take upon God's love for you mm. and imagine God's love enveloping you and giving you the peace and safety and security that you might need that you're not having because you're triggered.
Okay.
Right?
And so, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what do you feel like the difference is between you taking the blame and you simply taking responsibility? And vice versa.
So blame would be, That's such a good question. Blame would be, you suck. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you doing this differently? Versus, okay, self, he's going through something. What do I need? Is there something that he's reflecting within me? Am I feeling something that he's just immediately reflecting? Mm. Is there an assumption that I need to change about myself? Is there something I need to heal?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
That's perfect.
It's very self-reflective.
One is you, the other is me.
Right. Yeah. And instead of looking at you and blaming you, or even looking at myself and saying, how dare you, self? What's wrong with you for attracting this crappy behavior right now? Like, that doesn't get you anywhere. That doesn't make you feel good. That doesn't
bring
about your best self ever.
Not at all.
And so being able to really take full accountability for yourself in a loving way, though, in a loving, beautiful way, that is what creates change.
I love how you said that, babe. You're like, in a loving, beautiful way. You were just so like, so beautiful about it. Like, let me express. I love you so much with your faces and you're just, yeah, I know Penelope tends to kind of pop out once in a while. It's not funny. It's unconscious now. It's a part of me.
Yeah. So, and the reason that this works, because I'm going to talk to you guys about law of assumption for a second. Okay. So, and everyone, as you pushed out, the law of assumption would be everything you see in your reality is based on your beliefs, your unconscious or your conscious beliefs. And we get these beliefs, right, from childhood. We get these beliefs from when we were little. We didn't come with a set of beliefs to Earth. Mm-mm. We came with zero beliefs. And all of these beliefs were given to us by our parents and by our environment. And they then create your assumptions for your life. And when you have this deep-rooted assumption about relationships that I never get what I need, my partner always leaves, I'm always hurt, I'm neglected because dad left me, this and that and that, then you see that. Those are your assumptions. Mm-hmm. And your partner continually treats you this way until you change.
And then you believe them because you were told to, so you do.
Right.
No other reason.
And that's part of why healing your trauma is so freaking important for you to have a healthy relationship.
Mm.
We wouldn't have the relationship we have if we hadn't been healing our trauma. If I did heal my trauma, if you didn't start healing your trauma, we wouldn't have this relationship. If we didn't take full accountability for ourselves, we wouldn't have this relationship. We would have a very sucky life.
That's right.
And we made the conscious choice to start taking full radical acceptance of ourselves and not be blaming each other anymore. And that, I cannot tell you the difference that made in our relationship.
Huge contrast. It's nuts. I fell in love all over again and all differently again.
Yeah.
And I feel like the difference is just, I am so eager. So very eager, like more. I was already kind of, you know, pretty eager before, but like now it's like this unstoppable feeling of this eagerness I have to make this relationship so wonderful and happy and peaceful. And I'm not, and it sounds a little bit kind of like, are you trying to avoid the painful stuff? Are you trying to avoid the hurt? Not at all, because you're going to have it, because that's how we're going to have to progress and grow. It's what we do in substitution of what we used to do. Mm-hmm. For example, let's do this thing here real quick. Babe,
okay.
You always have your computer stuffed with videos and pictures and music, and it's just your hard drive is always just so this, and it's always messing up because you never take care of it because you always don't empty it. What is up with
that's
that?
That's because you always say you're going to fix it and you never fix it.
Well, that's because you always try to get me to do this stuff on time and I'm busy and I'm doing it.
Well, if you were being less distracted with all the crap you're doing and paid more attention to me, then we would be able to get my computer fixed.
But you.
Uh-huh. But you did that.
But then, you.
But no, but you're, but you, but you're the
you,
problem.
But you.
But I don't.
Pause. And that is the difference.
Yep.
The you versus, hey, sweetheart, I notice that you want me to fix your computer right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's going to be more difficult for me to do that when we have so many of the pictures and videos and music that you're kind of having. It seems like you're having a little bit of a hard time, you know, maybe parting ways with it. So What do you think we can do to come up with a plan? Do you think the things that you don't really need to use, like let's say in the next 90 days, maybe you could put in like a separate folder so we could make more space on your computer? What do you think?
You know, you're actually pointing out something that I've been doing that I know I need to change. And I appreciate you recognizing that, because I've been kind of avoiding this decluttering process because there's something else that I need to declutter in my life that I haven't. Oh. And it kind of reflects what I'm going through. And I really appreciate you coming to me gently and saying, hey, I see this is going on with you, because it makes me feel like you're not judging me. You're coming at me from a place of love, and you really just genuinely want to help me.
Absolutely, and Max. I was going to actually ask you if you wanted
to help. I feel so loved when you do that. Well, I feel really loved when you come to me and you're sweet and you're kind and you talk gently to me. It allows me to just take ownership of what I know I've been neglecting and ask for help. So thank you.
Of course. Of course. Right. And if you do need help, you know where to find me. And I just have to say real quick, this might have been slightly overplayed, but at the same time, it's incredibly, incredibly mm-hmm. true. This is actually, and I want to let everybody know kind of here real quick, this is how we work through our arguments. Mm-hmm. It sounds really silly. It sounds kind of like scripted, but it's not. I didn't read anything. You guys saw me. I kind of pulled that out of my crack.
Yeah.
And so the reason I was able to do that is because I know what the healthy patterns now look like, and you know what the healthier patterns look like. And when we shift from you to I, mm-hmm. it takes the responsibility off the other person to feel like they need
yeah.
to fix something about you. And that'll never happen. All that does is create resentment, argument, and more frustration, and further delaying solving a problem, whereas the other one diffuses it. How can you say, no, you don't feel like that. You definitely don't feel like that. Oh, I know how you feel. Really? I didn't know you were that good at what you do.
Yep. When you are able to like humble yourself and take the feedback in a loving way, it really makes a difference in your relationship. It really allows you to look at it from a place of, you know what, maybe they're right. Maybe I am avoiding something. Maybe I am neglecting myself. And when I'm neglecting myself, not necessarily on purpose, but when I'm neglecting myself, it shows up. It shows up in my life. And he's really good at saying, honey, hey, what's going on? And because he comes to me in such a loving and a gentle way, I'm not feeling defensive. And we've made this promise to each other to not speak to each other that way anymore, to come to each other in a loving way and not in an accusatory, mm-hmm. in a judgmental way, but in just, I'm recognizing this. I feel this. What can we do about it? Yeah. Looking for solutions. But honestly, since taking radical acceptance of self, we almost never have to have these conversations anymore.
I'm telling you, like the inflammatory thing that happened constantly in our argument. Radical acceptance is like the ibuprofen of love. Like it's totally anti-inflammatory. Yeah. And that's what we need to de-inflame all these things that kept on kind of like bubbling so much to the surface. And so it actually kind of led me to ask myself a couple of questions. And I kind of think like, let me see, because I wrote them down. I don't know. There was a lot of them. My thing is this. What purpose would it serve making sure that you point out another person's mistakes mm-hmm. to begin with? Is it you just absolutely can't wait to prove them wrong? You want to make them pay for something? You're trying to like exact vengeance on them?
Yeah.
Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be right? And so like some of the things that I kind of came up with is this. When we really take a look at ourselves in every situation first, we're diffusing like 95% of the reason why we fight in relationships, mm-hmm. right?
Honestly.
And when we can do that, when we're looking at ourselves, the reason why we're doing that is because like I had mentioned before, it's like we're taking the pressure off the other person to not need to look mm-hmm. at the other person, yeah. but simply to look at self. You know you better than you. So why wouldn't you approach yourself in terms of how you're going to make the change versus trying to figure out the other person and all their thoughts and all their traumas and their experiences. Do you know how long that would friggin' take? That would take your whole relationship. Oh, wait, it does most of the time.
Well, I want to talk about that because if you have a grievance with your partner, 99% of the time, it can be resolved within. It can be resolved by you not saying a word. By you going in and saying, am I speaking this out of love or fear? And a lot of times it's fear. It's they're being too aggressive with me. I'm afraid we're not going to be connecting. I'm afraid this or that. But when I sit back and I just say, okay, I'm irritated at the way he's acting right now. What do I need? I'm not even going to say anything to him. I'm just going to create space so that I can take that time to heal whatever is bubbling up right now, whatever's reflecting. There's never a need for me to even bring it up. Like, I don't even need to talk about it. I can just be myself, love myself, go into my imagination, journal it out, and it goes away. Mm. It's like instant revision. Mm-hmm. And that way I don't, there's so many times where I could have said something to you that I didn't need to.
Interesting.
Right? I didn't need to because I was able to go and talk to myself about it and it just went away. The problem went away. I was able to reassume it on the spot. Mm-hmm. And partly because I've become a master at this, that's not to gloat, but that's because I've been at this for years and years with the law of assumption. And because I've healed so much trauma and I know exactly how to do it, that I'm able to do it very fast.
And with me, it takes a little bit longer just because I'm still trying to understand it. But mm-hmm. the quickest thing I was ever able to do, seriously, babe, was this. It was the radical accountability concept. Yeah. It was... And I think the reason why it didn't take long at all, and keep in mind it wouldn't take long for anyone else either, is because once I saw some different pattern emerge from an issue I had because of the way I addressed mm-hmm. the issue, mm-hmm. it stuck
yeah.
immediately. I changed the way I approach something to a more I statement. I'm affected. I feel I am. I'm taking responsibility of what is going on to, mm-hmm. with myself. Huh, she didn't blow up at me. She didn't say, well, I'm a this. She didn't throw it back in my face. She didn't one-up me. Interesting. Like, it all made sense to me. And I know it sounds really like, oh, well, I get it. But a lot of us get it. We just don't do it because right. we're afraid to step out of the thing that's going to cause a change. But I submit to anybody, if they tried that in their conversations, they would see a different reaction from their person.
Well, and the root of this is victimhood.
Yeah.
We put ourselves in a state of victim in our relationships. He did this to me, and how dare she do this? And why would they say that? And they did da da da. And you're going into woe is me. I need to tell them they need to knock it off. This is not okay. I need to tell my person why they hurt me, why they did this or that. Versus, I'm not a victim. I'm attracting this behavior. It's my responsibility to change. It doesn't mean that the behavior is acceptable and that you allow it to continue. But if you aren't changing it internally, it's going to continue. It will forever continue. And so that's what we've been doing. We've been changing it internally. We've been saying enough is enough. We are going to absolutely never even need to come to each other with grievances, almost never anymore, because we're taking it to self first. Mm-hmm. And when you take it to self and you don't say, they're the problem, they're the reason, how dare they? You say, I'm causing this. What do I need to heal? What do I need to fix? What do I need to change in my life? Then everything changes for you without having to even freaking talk about it.
And let the ego melt.
Yeah.
Like that's, if I
had a message. Your pride is gone.
Yeah. If I had a message to tell anybody is whether you're feeling ego about it or not, because you have to prove something outside mm-hmm. yourself, just try it.
Yep.
The end.
The end.
But not completely, because I have a question for you.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see here.
Oh, a special question from our card game. We have a Couples Connect card game.
Give examples of ways in which you have spent quality time with each other this month.
Oh, okay. Well, we went to the cabin.
Yep.
That was beautiful. You planned this beautiful birthday surprise for me.
Hmm.
It was so amazing. We've been laughing a whole lot more.
Yes, that's true.
Laying in bed and just giggling and laughing and connecting and talking. That's been really amazing.
That's so true. We've been laughing a lot more. I feel like we gained like a year back of our life.
I know. It's just everything's been lighter and more fun between us lately. It's just been really beautiful. So I'd say those are the things that we've done.
That is huge. That's huge. That probably takes precedence over all the other ones. I want to, okay, where are we going here? I'm not talking about procrastination here. That's not what's happening.
Okay.
Oh, the hurtful thing again? Seriously?
You probably pulled from the same deck.
I'm probably doing it. Ask section. Your partner. What helps each of you to just be in the moment? What helps you to just be in the moment with me? I find, I'll tell you what I find in a second, but I want you first.
Just to be in the moment with you,
mm-hmm.
it's very easy to be in the moment when I am present with myself as well. When I'm connected with myself, when I'm in a soft feminine energy, I can be present with you all day.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm pulling myself out of my feminine, like my divine feminine, and maybe I'm wounded or something like that, I can't be present because I'm thinking about my trauma. I'm thinking about my issue. I'm thinking about whatever I'm feeling right now. And so you're trying to talk to me and I'm just over here frustrated at you. And I'm like, oh, I need some space, you know, so it's hard to do that. But when I'm coming to you and I'm in this healed divine space, mm-hmm. all I want to do is be present with you. I just want to spend time with you and love you and connect with you and be next to you. And it feels beautiful.
Mm.
So
I love that.
You answer.
No, yeah, so I actually use imagery for okay. this one. And when I'm finding that it's really hard for me just because I'm like, I lost something or I'm finding something or I'm trying to solve something or whatever and I'm hurt or whatever and I'm trying to get out of it, the image that I have was actually when we went to Mexico.
Mm.
In Mexico, even though we hadn't done this, uh-huh. it's like I kind of just, I see you with your just beautiful, radiant smile and we're holding each other close and we're kind of like spinning around or like dancing on the sand or something in Mexico and the oh. wind's blowing and you got your beautiful dress and I got my beautiful dress and all that good stuff. Like whatever, right? Dressed up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I imagine that. And I developed this like in love connection with you almost instantly. And so when I opened my eyes after 30 or 45 seconds of, you know, imagining this, us laughing and just loving each other so much, I really opened my eyes and I feel like it's such a powerful, impactful thing to me that I opened my eyes and I feel like it happened.
Yeah.
And so I get into that state of this just happened. And that's by the way, the subconscious, you know, and conscious doesn't really know the difference. And I'm totally in love again. And I can just look at you and enjoy being with you in that moment. So that imagery, for some reason, like a couple of weeks ago, stuck with me.
I love that. And now you're going to manifest going back to Mexico.
Oh, God. But this time not sick.
Yeah.
Because last really time sick. I was there, I seriously almost died, everybody. Like it was it was really sick.
But now everything's going to be perfect.
Everything is
perfect. Everything's perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
So I love that. Thank you for pulling some fun cards for us, babe.
I like these cards. They're fun.
The biggest reason why relationships honestly fail is because we're waiting for the other person to make it succeed. We are waiting for the other person to make it better. We're waiting for the other person to change. We're waiting for the other person to make us happy. You are constantly seeking outside validation. And when you're constantly seeking outside validation, you're never truly transforming yourself. Your relationship will never become what you want it to be unless you are transforming yourself, period. You must change yourself. You must heal your trauma, change your limiting beliefs, change your assumptions. And if you're still on the sidelines and you're waiting around going, maybe I'll get to it. I don't really know. It's too difficult. I want to encourage you to start taking your life really seriously. If you're listening to this, most likely you're trying to change. Because this is longer form content, and studies have shown people who are listening to long content, they're more serious than those only watching like our TikToks or something.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to those of you listening right now or watching, because you are on a new path and I'm proud of you. But if you are actually ready to take it to the next level and you want to become that manifesting goddess. If you're a woman age 24 or older, send or click the link below to apply for our masterclass that we have about how to heal your trauma, how to become a manifesting goddess, how to have the best relationship of your life and have incredible income and all the things that you all want. We'll send you that video. We'll send you the masterclass on that and how to be a part of our goddess program. Okay. So if you have questions about the program or anything, you can send a DM over on Instagram. There's also links for that. Everything can be found. Make sure you head to our website, effortlessmanifesting.com, to get one of our many, many, many products that we have for sale for you guys. You can use the code ManifestLove to save $10 on any of our products. And we just wish you guys the best day ever and the best relationship ever. And we will talk to you all very soon. Bye.